Well, you know, they are manipulating the media. They did it in the very beginning through intimidation. They would intimidate the people in the press conference. And they would ask, they would allow questions to be asked only of people that they knew were going to ask the right kind of questions from their point of view. And, you know, that has its effect. It's had its effect on people. People in the media have been intimidated. The media has changed in the last 4 years. People have changed in the last 4 years. They've had a very, very direct, aggressive attack on the media and the way it's handled. Probably the most flagrant example of that is the way they set up Dan Rather. Now, I mean, I have my own beliefs about how that happened. It originated with Karl Rove, in my belief, in the White House. They set that up with those false papers. Why did they do it? They knew that Bush was a draft dodger. They knew that he had run away from his responsibilities in the Air National Guard in Texas, gone out of the state intentionally for a long period of time. They knew that he had no defense for that period in his life. And so what they did was, expecting that that was going to come up, they accentuated it. They produced papers that made it look even worse, and they distributed those out to elements of the media. And it was only, what, was it CBS or whatever which one Rather works for. The people there finally bought into it, and they aired it. And when they did, they had it. They didn't care who did it. All they had to do was to get some element of the media to advance that issue based upon the false papers that they produced.
Do you have any evidence for that?
Yes, I do. Once they did that, then it undermined everything else about Bush's draft dodging. Once they were able to say, this is false, these papers are not accurate, they're false, they've been falsified, that had the effect of taking the whole issue away.
So you have evidence that the papers came from the Bush administration?
No, that's my belief.
Okay.
And I said that in the very beginning. I said it's my belief that those papers, that setup, originated with Karl Rove in the White House.
Don't you think it's irresponsible to make charges like that?
No, I don't. I think it's very important to make charges like that. I think it's very important to combat this kind of activity in every way that you can. And I'm willing, as most people are not, to step forward in situations like this and take risks. I consider that to be part of my job, and I'm going to continue to do it. That's all.
Pardon?